With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Salvation in Christ Jesus was offered in National Statuary Hall in Washington, D.C. at the U.S. Capitol on Thursday. It came at the unveiling of a statue of the iconic late global evangelist Billy Graham. It had John 3:16 and John 14:6 carved into its base. U.S. Senator Ted Budd from North Carolina said, "Friends, God's grace is undeserved, but through Christ it is freely given, and it is by trusting in God's sacrifice that we are saved. If you've not made a decision for yourself, I hope, I pray that you will." U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper, and members of Graham's family joined the North Carolina congressional delegation in unveiling the statue that replaces that of early 20th century North Carolina Governor and staunch white supremacist Charles Aycock. Sculpted by Charlotte-based artist Chaz Fagan, Graham's remarkable likeness stands 7 feet tall, bronzed, and holding a Bible in his left hand, with his right hand gesturing palm down above the page. International Mission Board trustees approved 83 fully funded missionaries for appointment during their May 15 and 16th meeting. While gathered near Richmond, Virginia, trustees also affirmed reports around the world detailing the efforts that they are making in advancing the gospel among the lost. The missionaries approved for appointment will be recognized during a sending celebration on Tuesday, June the 11th at the Southern Baptist Convention's annual meeting in Indianapolis. The event will be live streamed at sbcannualmeeting.net.
The world has many problems, from war to food insecurity to human trafficking. There are many problems. The greatest, though, is lostness. 59% of the world's population doesn't know that God has sent light into the world through Jesus Christ. More than 3,500 IMB missionaries and their families are trying to share this good news before it's too late. You can help. Learn how at imb.org.
In a piece to the class of 24 and anyone else who will listen, Union University Vice President Ray Van Nest writes, "Our culture encourages you to laziness and then mocks and caricatures you as lazy. The truth is, if you want a meaningful, worthwhile life, you must work hard." He says, "It is odd to me to hear the word lazy used in a positive or at least neutral sense. It wasn't that way when he was a kid." He said, "If you called a man lazy, you could have a fist fight." Now he regularly hears students say, "I'm just being lazy." He thinks they mean that they are resting. Nevertheless, he says, "Don't let yourself make peace with laziness any more than you would with any other sin. If you want to be godly, you must be a hard worker."